Is that quite the same as, you know, some houses have different slopes to the roof? And
yeah.
Maybe a place where...
Put a gutter in there.
Where the slopes meet.
Right, yeah. Right. They put a gutter in there.
Have you ever heard people call that a valley or something?
That's right. That's right. I just said a gutter, but they called it a valley.
Yes, ma'am. I see.
And they are, you know, very necessary too.
And the top part, the whole top part of the house itself, you just call that the...
Yeah. It's the house over there had one, but I see they put a... See where this room joined on like that. Sometimes people used to put a... So you could buy the thing of tin or galvanized, whatever, right down in that valley.
Yes, ma'am.
And that runs that water, you know, all over there.
Does this house have the same roof that was built on it at first?
Sure.
Do you ever know the people to have them changed or...
With this one? No, I have put a top on you since I've been here. Before I moved in here, there was some people living here and they had children. And they would always be on top of the house. Won't doing that, just throwing rocks or sticks up there where they caused some leaks.
Yes.
So my husband had just, instead of just patching it, he just had a whole, you know, top put on.
Yes, ma'am. Do people around here usually call it just the top or the roof or what?
Well, they used to call it the top.
Mm-hmm. I see. You know, out in the country, before people had indoor plumbing, did they ever have a building for a toilet out back?
Yeah, what you call a dry toilet. Mm. Some of them did. Yeah. And I had one when I first moved here. Until I had to have one before, some kind of toilet before, you know, I moved in.
Yes, ma'am.
So we had one out back.
Right.
Shortly after I got here and got kind of settled good, then my children put a, you know, cesspool here.
Yes, ma'am.
And bathroom and everything.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So now that's what the man is doing. You want a sense to put there wasn't no sewers out through here. Sewer lines.
Yes, ma'am.
Wasn't no sewer, but they done put the sewer lines in now, but we have to do our own, you know, tying on. Mm-hmm.
People ever call that the outhouse or?
Yeah. That's what they always used to call it. The outhouse.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard the word privy used?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. When they were slacking up on using our outhouse, they said, go on to the privy.
I see. Well, what kind of different buildings would you find on the farms around here that people would have?
Well, you would find barns, what they put their, when they gather their crop, they put the corn and different stuff, you know, in.
Yes, ma'am.
And what you, if one got a mule or horse, he'd have a stable to put him in.
Yes, ma'am.
Sure good.
Was that like that stable inside the barn, or was it a different, a separate?
No, area? It would be joined to the barn.
I see. Mm-hmm. Was there a place where you kept your corn or grain?
Yeah, this barn where you kept your corn. Peas, throw your peas, corn, or whatever, you know, you got to stand. Hey, and people used to call it a crib.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I meant to ask you when you were telling me what different kinds of nuts people grow around here to grow, peanuts.
Ooh, man, yes, sir. We grew peanuts all the time.